It is well known, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that no one can achieve the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without receiving your causeless mercy. Please offer me this benediction that I may be relieved of all the entanglements of material life and receive the full mercy of the service of Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu spoke to his associates, "Just see the quality of Raghunath Das Goswami's desire. He has such immense wealth. He has all facilities for the greatest degree of material enjoyment. But he has no attraction for any of it. His only attraction is to renounce everything and engage in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." O devotees, please bless Raghunath Das Goswami that he will receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Then Nityananda Prabhu personally placed his lotus feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head. And Ted, Raghunath Das, because Lord Chaitanya has personally come to accept the prasad that you offered and enjoy the festival that you arranged, and you have received the blessings of all Vaishnavas, I grant you this benediction. Very soon, you will be delivered from the clutches of all the bondages of materialistic life, and you will achieve complete shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Dev. He will personally put you under the care of his own secretary, Swarup Damodar Goswami, and you will live as one of the most intimate, confidential associates of the Supreme Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das Goswami's heart was filled with bliss and gratitude as he worshipped Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Then he secretly gave Raghava Pandit a very, very nice donation to give to Nityananda Prabhu and all of the devotees. But he said, "Do not give it until after I leave." Raghunath Das returned home. But after he returned, from that point on, he would not go into the interior part of their house. He would remain in the outer courtyard called the Durga Mandap. And the guards were always surrounding him because his efforts to escape were well known to his relatives. One night, the guru of the family, Yadunandan Acharya, came to the home. Yadunandan Acharya was a very great devotee. He accepted formal initiation from Sri Advaita Acharya, and he accepted as his most beloved intimate Shiksha Guru, Vasudev Dutt. Yadunandan Acharya was a very dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya. When the night was very late, he woke up Raghunath Das and told him, "The priest that is worshipping the deities in my temple has left his service. It is going to cause a great inconvenience for me. Will you kindly convince him to continue his service?" Everyone knew that Raghunath Das was very expert at all sorts of dealings with others. Raghunath Das agreed. So they went walking down the road. All of the guards and watchmen, by Krishna's inconceivable arrangement, were sound asleep. Raghunath Das said to Yadu Nandan Acharya, "It will not be a problem for me to convince the priest. I will go to his home and send him to take care of the deities. There is no reason for you to come. You please go home and take rest. I will take care of it." So Yadu Nandan Acharya very happily went home. Raghunath Das was thinking, "This is my chance to escape. No one is here to watch me. Perhaps he preached to the priest before he left." That is not specifically explained. But one thing we do know is he began to run. But he, with his good intelligence, did not run in the direction of Jagannath Puri, but in another direction. The next morning, actually that night, Raghunath Das traveled 30 miles and ultimately stopped in a cow shed and got a little bit of milk. The next morning, the relatives woke up. "Where is Raghunath Das? Where did he go?" Yadu Nandan Acharya said, "Oh, he went to wake up the priest, and I sent him home." "Who was with him?" "No one was with him." "Ah, he is gone. He has escaped. Immediately send 10 men. We know where he went." At this time, Shivananda Sen is taking the Bengali devotees to Jagannath Puri. Certainly he's joined them. So 10 guards ran like anything to somehow or other catch up with Shivananda Sen. In the village of Jankara, they approached him and gave the message of Raghunath Das's father, "Please send home my son." Shivananda Sen said, "Your son has not come here." When they went home, everyone was very, very, very brokenhearted. What will happen? Raghunath Das Goswami went an indirect route through the forests and the jungles. It took him 12 days to reach Jagannath Puri, of which only 3 of those days did he have any food at all. Sometimes he got a little milk, sometimes he chewed some fried grains, whatever may have been available. When he arrived in Jagannath Puri, he went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's residence, which is called Gambira. When Lord Chaitanya saw Raghunath Das offering his prostrated obeisances, he felt great love. He embraced Raghunath Das. He said that material attachments are very, very difficult to overcome. It is only if one achieves the causeless mercy of Krishna that one can be delivered from material bondage. Thus I understand you have received the causeless mercy of Lord Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami silently was thinking within his mind, "I do not know who Krishna is. It is your causeless mercy that has delivered me." Lord Chaitanya said that your father and uncle are very good friends. In fact, they are like the younger brothers of my maternal grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur. In these types of family relationships, sometimes we can exchange joking words. Here are my joking words. Materialistic family life is like a deep, dark ditch filled with stool. Your father and uncle are like worms living in that stool of materialistic family enjoyment. When a worm is in stool, even if you try to take the worm out, he will crawl right back in. Because he's thinking that stool is so nice. Similarly, people in this materialistic consciousness think that materialistic sense gratification, which is like stool, is so nice, so delicious to taste, so fragrant to rub on your body, so beautiful to see. All the senses become so satisfied by this stool. This is how worms think. They love to just feel it sliding around their bodies. They love to smell it. They love to eat it. They love to see it. They love to hear it. All their senses are completely attached to stool. So Lord Chaitanya compared his father and uncle to these worms. But by Krishna's mercy, you have been delivered from this ditch of materialistic life. Lord Chaitanya saw that he has not eaten. He was very dirty from traveling in the jungles. He told Govinda, please take him to the ocean to take bath. Bring him to see the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath, and then he will take my own Maha Prasad. For 6 days, Raghunath Das Goswami personally ate the Maha Prasad of Lord Chaitanya. Then he began to beg at the Singhadwara gate. The main entrance of Jagannath's temple is Singhadwara. In the night after Pushpanjali to Lord Jagannath, the servants of the Jagannath temple come out and beggars sit along the steps. And they sometimes give some prasad to them. In this way, those simple renunciates who want to keep their attention constantly on their bhajan and sadhana, service to the Lord, they can easily be maintained without any efforts by becoming beggars in the night at Singhadwara. When Lord Chaitanya saw how Raghunath Das was living such a simple life, he was very pleased. The next year, after Shivananda Sen returned from Bengal that year, from Puri, then Govardhan Madhumadar sent a message, did you see our son Raghunath? The reply to the message was given to his father. Yes, who has not seen Raghunath Das? He has become so dearly beloved by all the devotees. He was personally entrusted to be the assistant of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lord Chaitanya's own personal secretary. He is constantly chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna day and night. He practically sleeps less than an hour and a half in a day. His standard of renunciation is extraordinary. He only picks up pieces of cloth which are garbage on the street, and even then only one loincloth. And he sits at the Singhadwaram like a poor beggar to eat his food. Now, to Vaishnavas, this is a glorification. But to his parents, it shattered their minds with grief. So unhappy they were. They decided to send two servants and one Brahmin cook with a large sum of money to take care of Raghunath Das in Puri. Raghunath Das told them, "You can stay anywhere you want in Puri, but please do not disturb me." Then he decided, "I will serve Lord Chaitanya with this." 2 days every month, he would invite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for prasad. Wonderful, wonderful prasad he would arrange. This went on for 2 years. Then Lord Chaitanya, for 2 months, was not invited. So he asked Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, "Why Raghunath Das has not invited me?" Swarup Damodar Goswami said that he was thinking that you are only accepting food from materialistic people just to satisfy him, but it wasn't really pleasing you. Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, that is correct. If one accepts food from materialistic people, one's mind becomes influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance, then it is very, very difficult to properly remember Krishna." But I see that Raghunath Das is not even sitting at Singhadwaram to eat. Where is he going now? Swarup Damodar Goswami explained that now he is going to the free food booths at regulated times of the day. Lord Chaitanya said, "This is very good. Because when you are sitting there begging, you start calculating people according to what they may give you. Yesterday this person gave me this much. Why today he is not giving? Maybe he will give, maybe he will not give." This is the mentality like a prostitute thinking of what you could get from someone. A devotee should be in the mood of how he could give, how he could serve. So this is very good. He is going to the free booths. Mahaprabhur Bhaktaganer Vairagya Pradhan. In this instant, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, renunciation is the basic principle which sustains the lives of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing that renunciation, Lord Chaitanya becomes extremely satisfied. One day, Raghunath Das inquired from Swarup Damodar Goswami, "I have given up my family attachments, but I do not even know why. What is my duties?" Raghunath Das Goswami was so humble and respectful. He would never personally ask a question to Lord Chaitanya. Any question he would have, he would ask to Swarup Damodar Goswami or Govinda, and they would present that question to Lord Chaitanya. Swarup Damodar Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das Goswami has this question for you. He does not know what his duty is in life. Now he is taken to the renounced order of life. Please tell him, what are his responsibilities? Lord Chaitanya responded to Raghunath Das that actually Swarup Damodar Goswami knows more about these things than me. He could answer all of your questions. But since you have asked me, I will tell you the duties of one in the renounced order of life. Do not hear materialistic gossip. Do not hear the subject matters of materialistic persons, gramya katha. And do not speak material subjects. Do not dress in fine clothing and do not eat too much of luxurious foods. Always give respect to all others. Do not expect any respect in return. Always chant the holy names of Krishna, and in your heart, always worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Then Lord Chaitanya gave one other instruction. Trinarapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Feel yourself more humble than the grass, more tolerant than the tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this way, you could chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. For any further information, please inquire from Swarup Damodar Goswami. He can explain everything. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Raghunath Das's humility, his complete dedication to the service of the Lord, he decided to give the most precious of all of his own possessions to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami as an expression of his love. A sannyasi of the name Shankarananda Saraswati came from Vrindavan and gave Lord Chaitanya as a gift a Govardhan Shila and a Gunjamala. Lord Chaitanya, when he was in the ecstasy of love of Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he would place that Gunjamala around his neck. And the Govardhan Shila, he saw it as non-different than the body, very body of Lord Krishna. Sometimes he would place it to his eyes, sometimes to his head, sometimes he would keep it close to his heart. That Govardhan Shila was constantly moistened by the tears of love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who worshipped it for 3 consecutive years. He gave that Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala to Raghunath Das Goswami. He told Raghunath Das that you worship this Shila with water that is kept in a jug and offer every day 8 tulsi flowers with 2 tulsi leaves on each side of each flower. Raghunath Das, when he received this gift, he worshipped. And very soon, he saw the Govardhan Shila as the son of Nanda Maharaj himself. He was thinking, by giving me this Shila, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me a place of residence at Govardhan Hill. And by giving me the Ganja Mala, he has given me shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Later, Swarup Damodar Goswami arranged very, very nice sweetmeats to be given to Raghunath Das to offer the Shila with great care and attention. The standard of Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation is unparalleled. He would chant the holy names and hear the glories of the Lord 22.5 hours every day. He would sleep and bathe in only 1.5 hours, and sometimes that was not possible because he was too immersed in devotional service. He never touched any sense gratification to his tongue. He was eating only a little pat of buttermilk, and when he would take that little amount just to somehow or other sustain his body, he would chant a particular verse that one who actually has real devotion to Lord Krishna and is tasting the nectar of bhakti, why does he take so much trouble just to maintain this physical body? He would condemn himself when he would drink a few drops of buttermilk a day. Raghunath Das Goswami followed the regulative principle so strictly, offering obeisances to 2,000 Vaishnavas every day, offering his obeisances 1,000 times to Krishna a day, chanting at least 2 lakhs of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. It is explained by Kaviraj Goswami that the regulative principles that Raghunath Das Goswami followed were like lines in stone that could not be changed by any circumstance of this world. Raghunath Das Goswami, while living in Puri, he decided not even to go to the booths to beg. Instead, he had another plan how to maintain himself. The prasad of Lord Jagannath was given to shopkeepers to sell. After 2 or 3 days, the rice would become old and stale if it was not sold, and it would decompose. It was not fit for a human to eat safely. They would take that rice and give it to the cows from the Tailanga province. Those cows would gather around this pile of garbage and they would eat the rice. But some of the rice was so decomposed that the cows would spit it out. Raghunath Das Goswami, at night, when no one was around to see, even when the cows were sleeping, he would go and take the rice that the cows rejected. After collecting it, he would bring it home. He would wash it very carefully. Then he would take the hard inner portion of the rice and eat that only. One day, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he came to Raghunath Das Goswami's residence and said, "What nectar are you eating? Why you are not sharing it with me?" Then Swarup Damodar Goswami began to eat Raghunath Das's food. The next day, Lord Chaitanya came to Raghunath Das's house. I hear you are feasting on nectarine prasad. Please share some with me. Why you don't invite me? Raghunath Das was very ashamed. No, my lord, not like that. But Lord Chaitanya, who is omniscient, knew exactly where it was and began to eat it. After eating one morsel, Swarup Damodar Goswami stopped him and said, "No, my lord, I forbid you from eating any more. It is not fit for you." Lord Chaitanya said, "I have tasted so many sabjis and so many sweetmeats and so many various forms of prasad in my life, but never have I tasted anything so nectarine as the prasad Raghunath Das Goswami is eating every day." Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was tasting the spirit of detachment and devotion of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. In this way, Raghunath Das lived 16 years in Jagannath Puri as the personal associate of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, a devotee, very great learned devotee of the name Ballabha Bhatt, came to Jagannath Puri. Previously, he had developed a very loving relationship with Lord Chaitanya in Prayag. He understood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He offered his prostrated obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who with great respect seated Ballabha Bhatt. He offered his prayers to Lord Chaitanya. "For a long time," he said, "I have desired to see you, my Lord. Now Lord Jagannath has fulfilled that desire. Therefore I am seeing you. One who receives your audience is fortunate indeed, for you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Since one who remembers you is purified, why should it be astonishing that one becomes purified by seeing you? One can immediately purify his entire house simply by remembering exalted personalities, to say nothing of directly seeing them, touching their lotus feet, washing their feet, or offering them places to sit. Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Dhara Pravartana. The fundamental religious system in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Unless empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement. You have spread the Sankirtan movement of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it is evident that you have been empowered by Lord Krishna. There is no question about it. You have manifested the holy name of Krishna throughout the entire world. Anyone who sees you is immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. Without being especially empowered by Krishna, one cannot manifest ecstatic love of Krishna, for Krishna is the only one who gives ecstatic love. That is the verdict of all the revealed scriptures. There may be many all auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls?" Lord Chaitanya, after hearing Ballabha Bhatta praising him with such beautiful, beautiful words, he replied, "My dear Ballabha Bhatta, you are a very learned scholar, but please listen to what I say. I am a Mayavadi sannyasi. I do not know anything about what is Krishna bhakti. Whatever I learned about Krishna is by the mercy of the devotees. It is from Advaitacharya that I have understood the conclusion of all scriptures is devotional service to Krishna. By his association, I am becoming purified. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is an ocean of love, has taught me the real meaning of devotional service. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is the greatest authority of the six systems of the philosophies of the Vedic literatures. He has taught me that the conclusion of all knowledge and all scriptures is devotional service to Lord Krishna. He has taught me the very limits of love of Godhead. Ramananda Rai has taught me the transcendental mellows of devotional service. Swarup Damodar Goswami has explained the intimate, ecstatic, loving exchanges of the residents of Vrindavan and Haridas Thakur, who chants 300,000 names a day, has taught me the great importance of loudly chanting Krishna's holy name. Lord Chaitanya knew that Vallabha Bhatta, although a very great devotee and a very learned scholar, had some pride in his heart that he was very learned. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to crush his pride out of his causeless mercy. When Vallabha Bhatta was hearing the glories of all of these Vaishnavas, he asked Lord Chaitanya, "Where are these devotees? When can I meet them?" Lord Chaitanya said, "Many of them are from Bengal, but they all happen to be in Puri now. You can meet with them tomorrow." The next day, Vallabha Bhatta invited them for prasad and personally arranged for the prasad. When he saw these devotees' effulgence, their bright face, which was illuminated by love of God, he was struck with wonder. There he was introduced to all of these great, great devotees of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach Vallabha Bhatta that it is not through any amount of learning that you can understand Krishna in truth. It is not by any austerities you may perform that you can understand Krishna. There is only one way that is possible to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that is by, with great humility and devotion, becoming the servant of the servants of the Vaishnavas. There is no other way. By hearing from the devotees and carrying out their instructions and trying to please them, Krishna becomes pleased with us and reveals himself to us. That is the path of truth. One day, after the Rath Yatra, Vallabha Bhatta saw the beautiful dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. He came to Lord Chaitanya and explained that he had written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He desired that Lord Chaitanya hear the commentary. Lord Chaitanya, out of his causeless mercy, he said, "I am not fit to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. All I know is that I constantly chant the holy name of Krishna." Vallabha Bhatta said, "Within my commentary of Bhagavatam, I have given a very, very nice description of Krishna's holy name. Please hear it from me." Lord Chaitanya said, all I know about the name of Krishna is that Krishna is Shamsundar and Yashodanandan. He has a beautiful blackish form like a Tamil tree, and he is the son of Mother Yashoda. I do not want to know anything else except that. Balavabhata was always trying to get some devotee to hear his commentaries. But because Lord Chaitanya would not listen, no one would listen. He became very discouraged. But he knew one particular devotee had a very, very soft heart. Gadadhar Pandit. He went to Gadadhar Pandit's house and very respectfully offered his respects to him and said, Gadadhar Pandit, I have written a wonderful commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Please hear it. Then he just very aggressively began reading it. Gadadhar Pandit did not want to make aparad. He couldn't stop him. Gadadhar Pandit began to pray in his heart that Lord Chaitanya is not willing to listen, therefore I should not listen either. But he's speaking it. But I know that Lord Chaitanya is in my heart and he knows my faithful desires to him. But his devotees, they will not know these things. His devotees, they may criticize me, and I fear that. Meanwhile, every day practically, Balavabhata would go to Advaitacharya and the devotees and present arguments. But every day, all of his arguments were shattered to pieces. And he was thinking, if I can just one day win one argument, then I will not live in this shame. He came to Advaitacharya and he said, all living entities are prakriti. We are all meant for Krishna's enjoyment, and Krishna is the Purusha. The relationship is like husband and wife. According to Shastras, a wife is never supposed to speak the name of her husband. Therefore, it is improper for us to chant the holy names of Krishna. Advaitacharya replied that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present. Let him answer your question. Lord Chaitanya was very grave. He said, it is the first and foremost duty of every chaste wife to carry out the order of the husband. And Krishna has ordered us to chant his holy names. Therefore, we must always chant Krishna's holy name. The next day, Balavabhat came before Lord Chaitanya. In my commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, I have refuted the commentary of Sridhar Swami. I have rejected his ideas and defeated him. Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, Swami means husband. Sridhar Swami,
One who rejects the husband is a prostitute.
Hare Krishna.
Then Lord Chaitanya became very grave. The devotees were astonished. Vallabhabhata went home. That night, he began to consider, every day I'm defeated by Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Actually, this is the Lord's mercy. When I met Lord Chaitanya in Prayag, he was so affectionate to me. And when I first came to Puri, he was so respectful, loving, and affectionate to me. But now his whole mood has changed toward me. Why is this? I know, just like out of love and mercy, Krishna completely crushed the pride of Indra during Govardhan Puja. Similarly, out of his mercy, he is freeing me from my false pride. I am thinking I am very learned. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, I must take complete shelter of him. The next day, Vallabhabhata came to where Lord Chaitanya was, and he surrendered his life in great humility. Like Indra, you have so mercifully destroyed my pride. This is your great kindness upon me. I could not recognize it, but now I understand the inconceivable nature of your love for your devotees. Vallabhabhata previously was initiated into the worship of Bal Gopal. Krishna is a small child. But due to his association with Gadadhar Pandit, he desired to take initiation from Gadadhar Pandit into the worship of Kishore Krishna in conjugal love. So when he asked Gadadhar Pandit replied that Lord Chaitanya is already angry with me because I listened to your commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. What to speak if I initiate you? Therefore, you must get his permission first. After Vallabhabhata surrendered to Lord Chaitanya, he invited Lord Chaitanya to kindly take prasad at his home with all of the devotees. So Lord Chaitanya accepted. Then Lord Chaitanya sent Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, and others to go to Gadadhar Pandit and invite him to also come for prasad. As they were walking together, Swarup Damodar Goswami said to Gadadhar Pandit that Lord Chaitanya has tested you so much. He has ignored you. He has treated you harshly. He has chastised you. Why you didn't protest? You did not do anything wrong. Gadadhar Pandit replied that Lord Chaitanya is omniscient. He is the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can treat his devotee in any way he so pleases. But what? How will it look if I disagree with the Supreme Lord? I am his servant. He can treat me in any way he likes, but I know that he knows my heart and that he will certainly give me his mercy. When Gadadhar Pandit arrived, he offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. He said, "Why? Why didn't you protest? I treated you so harshly, and you did nothing wrong. I did it all because I wanted you to become angry with me, but you would not become angry." Gadadhar Pandit was in the mood of Rukmini. Even when Krishna spoke so many words to anger Rukmini, she would never become angry with him. Whereas Jagadananda Pandit was like Satyabhama. If ever Lord Chaitanya disagreed with how he wanted to serve the Lord, he would chastise Lord Chaitanya. He would sometimes fast and make so many other wonderful pastimes. Gadadhar Pandit's humility melted the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "Gadadhar Pandit, you have conquered me. I am your property." And then Lord Chaitanya gave permission, and Gadadhar Pandit initiated Ballabha Bhatt into the mood of worshipping Krishna that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had enunciated within the world. As the devotees were living in Puri, it was a very wonderful experience for them to invite Lord Chaitanya to their homes to take prasad. In fact, especially when devotees from Navadweep, Srikanda, Kulinagram, Shantipur would come, they would have every day so many different people would come together to invite Lord Chaitanya for prasad. It was the joy of the devotees to serve the Lord. They would make so many preparations and buy so many wonderful, luxurious preparations from the Jagannath temple and personally feed Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Then one day, one of the disciples of Madhavendra Puri came to Jagannath Puri. His name was Ramchandra Puri. When he met with Paramananda Puri, his godbrother, they both embraced and offered all respects to one another. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the godbrother of his spiritual master come, he personally offered obeisances to Ramchandra Puri and taught all the other devotees to do the same. One day, Jagadananda Pandit invited Ramchandra Puri for prasad. After Ramchandra Puri finished prasad, he told Jagadananda Pandit, "Now you eat prasad. I insist, it is my order, sit and eat." Jagadananda Pandit, his guru's godbrother, was giving him order. So he sat down to eat. Ramchandra Puri served him some nice prasad. Jagadananda Pandit ate it. Then he came to give him more. Jagadananda Pandit ate it. He wanted to give him more. Jagadananda Pandit said, no, I have had enough. Ramchandra Puri said, "No, you eat more." So he ate more. Ramchandra Puri came with more prasad. Jagadananda Pandit said, "No, I have had enough, Swamiji." "You eat more." He ate more. He brought more prasad. "You eat more." He ate more. What could he do? "You eat more." He ate more. "You eat more." He ate more. After eating so much, Ramchandra Puri looked at Jagadananda Pandit, totally disgusted.
He said, I have heard that the followers of Lord Chaitanya eat too much. Now I see evidence. You eat too much. The followers of Lord Chaitanya are bogus. They overeat. Hare Krishna. This was Ramchandra Puri's daily affair. He would accept an invitation from someone's house. He would eat. He would force the person to sit down. He would force them to eat more. Eat more! It is my order, you eat more. And after they would overeat, he would say, just see. Attached to your senses. You cannot control your tongue. This is the condition of Lord Chaitanya's followers. How did he become like this? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes when Madhavendra Puri, his spiritual master, was in his last pastimes about to depart from this world, Ramchandra Puri came to see him. Madhavendra Puri, in the ecstasies of divine separation from Krishna, in the mood of the gopis, he was praying, O Lord of Mathura, you have left. When will I see you? My mind is shaken. Please return. How will I survive without the divine presence of my Lord who has left for Mathura? I have not attained my Lord. In these prayers of separation, Ramchandra Puri spoke to his guru. He said, one who has achieved Brahman realization is self-satisfied. He hankers and laments for nothing. Therefore, if you are actually self-realized, then meditate on the impersonal Brahman. When Madhavendra Puri heard this, he said, get out, you rascal! Get out! I do not want to see your face! I have lost Krishna in separation. And why Krishna is punishing me like this? He has sent this rascal to come at my last moment before death and telling me to meditate on impersonal Brahman. How unfortunate I am! Get out! Hare Krishna. From that day, because he displeased his spiritual master, he lost all good qualities. And all he could do from that day on was take pleasure in finding faults with others, especially devotees. It's strange, isn't it? Sometimes this is a tendency. When we live with devotees, we don't really bother to find faults with people who are completely materialistic, people having illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat-eating, who are just plundering so many other people and exploiting and hoarding. But if one devotee just says something wrong, we talk about it for weeks to come. How is this? There are so many reasons to have faults with so many materialistic people, but we occupy our mind with thinking of the faults of devotees. This is the power of Maya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amani Namanadena, you should not find fault with anyone. Even the greatest sinner you should not find fault with. You should point out his defect as a mood of service, but not in a mood of fault-finding. What to speak of devotees?
Ishwara Puri was with his Guru Maharaj, Madhavendra Puri, at the same time. When Madhavendra Puri was infirmed, Ishwara Puri would personally clean his stool with his own hands with great love and devotion. He was constantly narrating the pastimes of Krishna and chanting the holy names to give pleasure to his guru as he was leaving his body. Because he humbly served his Guru Maharaj so nicely, Madhavendra Puri blessed him. "May Krishna bless you that you become a great devotee and lover of Krishna." Through these two examples, Madhavendra Puri wanted to teach the world what is the result of one who gets the favor of his guru and one who disappoints his guru. Ramchandra Puri became nothing but a materialistic, impersonalist fault finder. And Ishwara Puri became such a pure, ecstatic devotee that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally surrendered to him and accepted initiation. After Ramchandra Puri went all around finding faults with all the devotees, he decided, "Now I will find fault with Lord Chaitanya." He would literally investigate. He was performing so much research, trying to find some fault in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he couldn't find anything. Lord Chaitanya was living like such a perfect example of a sannyasi. He followed all the regulative principles so strictly. Every single day, he would live, sleep on the floor, so simple, take his baths, chanting and counting his mantras, the Maha Mantra. Ramchandra Puri is doing more and more research. One day, he came to the house where Lord Chaitanya was taking prasad. And there was many nice dishes. Ramchandra Puri said, "Aha! You call yourself a sannyasi, but you simply spend your day satisfying your tongue, eating luxurious prasad. A sannyasi is not supposed to do this. You are bogus." Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, in great humility and respect, listened to whatever he said. He told the devotees, "From this day on, I will just take a small portion of rice and some simple steamed sabji, nothing else." Hardly a portion of what he would usually eat. When the devotees heard this, it was like a thunderbolt striking upon their soft hearts. Now we can no longer feed the Lord. Now he will be fasting. This is a fate worse than death for us to see this. They asked Lord Chaitanya, "Why do you care? This Ramchandra Puri is just a fault finder. Nothing he says is true." But Lord Chaitanya said, no. "He is like my guru. He is giving me good instructions." He was so humble. So Lord Chaitanya from that day on just ate a small portion of simple rice. All the devotees seeing Lord Chaitanya in this condition, they all started to fast. Ramchandra Puri had to find another fault. One day, He came to Lord Chaitanya's room, Gambira. And he saw a couple ants crawling on the floor. Ants! I know why these ants are here. Because secretly, at in the middle of the night, in the darkness of your room, you are eating sweetmeats. And the crumbs of those sweetmeats is attracting ants. You are a pretender. You are trying to show the whole world that you are very renounced, that you are very austere. But in the seclusion of your own room, you are simply enjoying material sense gratification. Ants is the evidence. In Jagannath Puri, ants are everywhere. Wherever you go, there's ants. Ramchandra Puri, Lord Chaitanya, still, with folded hands, he offered his obeisances and respects to him. After some months, Ramchandra Puri left Jagannath Puri, and the devotees celebrated. It was like the burden of a huge mountainous rock relieved from their heads. Immediately they invited Lord Chaitanya for big feasts, and he satisfied all their desires by partaking of his prasad. So, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was living in Puri, so many people would come to see him. People from all over Puri, people from all over India, people from other planets would come in disguise as human beings. And anyone who would simply see the beautiful form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would leave that place in ecstatic love, with their arms raised, dancing in ecstasy, chanting holy names. One day, devotees approached Lord Chaitanya in great anxiety. They said to Lord Chaitanya that the son of Bhavananda Rai, Gopinath Patanayaka, he has been raised to the Changa and they are about to kill him. The Changa is a traditional way of executing a criminal. It is a raised platform. Under the raised platform are swords that are mounted into the ground facing upwards. The criminal is then thrown onto the swords and he's stabbed to death in so many places. Lord Chaitanya asked, why has Gopinath Patanayaka been brought to the Changa? Someone explained that he is collecting taxes on behalf of the king Prataparudra. But he was not giving all of the share of the king's money to the king. He was keeping 200,000 kahanas extra. Kahana at that time was the currency that was used in India. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he responded, if he's not giving the proper money to the king, and that money belongs to the king, then the king has every right to punish him. Why are you bothering me? A few minutes later, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami came before Lord Chaitanya. He said, they've actually raised him to the Changa. He's the son of Bhavananda Rai, the brother of Ramananda Rai. They're going to kill him. Please, Lord Chaitanya, save him. Only you can save him at this time. Lord Chaitanya said, what do you want me to do? He's plundering the wealth of the king, utilizing it for his sense gratification? Why hasn't he paid? It was explained to him what actually happened. The son, the eldest son of King Prataparudra, was named Purushottam Jana. He told his father that 200,000 kahanas Gopinath owes us. So the king said, then you get it from him. So Purushottam Jana, the prince, went to Gopinath Patanayaka. He said, actually, I do not have any money. I really do not. Whatever I have is spent. I don't know what to do. But I do have 10 or 12 beautiful horses, and I can give you those horses in exchange. So he brought the horses to the king's palace. The king told his son, the prince, you take care of this matter. You know more about horses. Now there was something interesting about this prince. He had an idiosyncrasy. He would twist his neck and then look up into the sky. And then he would turn his head all around. Something like that. So he looked at the horses. He said, these horses are only worth this much. It was very much less what they were really worth. So Gopinath Patanayaka was very upset. Why are you giving me such a small price? Says, my horses, they don't twist their neck and look up at the sky and then turn their head around. So you should not reduce the real value of my horses. The prince became very angry. And decided, he said to the king, he's cheating us. The king said, then do whatever you want to do. So the prince says, put him on the changa. Hare Krishna. When the devotees came a third time, asking Lord Chaitanya, please do something. You know what's happened? Now the whole family of Bhavananda Rai, including Ramananda Rai and your personal servant, Vaninath Rai, they have all been arrested by the son of the king. They're all in prison. They're being tortured. And they're about to execute Gopinath Patanayaka. Please, Lord, save him. He's your devotee. He's taken shelter of you. Lord Chaitanya said, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to go and beg from the king? I am a sannyasi. You want me to put my cloth down and beg the king? I will not. He is getting what he deserves. Hare Krishna. Then again, the devotees came running to Lord Chaitanya. He's about to be thrown on the swords. Lord Chaitanya said, you should pray to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Controller of all controllers. If he so desires, he can fulfill your prayer and save the king. As the devotees prayed to Lord Jagannath, by the inconceivable will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the ministers of the king named Hari Chandan saw that Gopinath Patanayaka was about to be thrown from the Changa. So he went running to Maharaj Prataparudra. He said, he's made only a small offense. He only owes you a little money. Why should you kill him? He's a great personality. If you kill him, you're not going to get any money. Maharaj Prataparudra said, what? He's on the Changa? I never said he should go on the Changa. I just said that my son should get the money from him by some means. He said, immediately stop this. And tell Gopinath Patanayaka that he could give me those horses and whatever the balance he could gradually pay me. So Gopinath Patanayaka was taken off the Changa. The news came to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asked, when Vaninath Rai, who renounced everything to serve the Lord, when he was put in prison, because he was the brother of Gopinath, what was he doing? Tell me. When he was put in prison and harassed and his brother was about to die, what did Vaninath do? The servants told Lord Chaitanya that he was very, very loudly crying out the holy names of Krishna. After he would chant 1,000 names of Krishna, then he would make a mark on his body. Then he would chant another 1,000 mantras and make another. And he was constantly seeking shelter of your lotus feet. And what was Gopinath Patanayaka doing? He was completely absorbed in full surrender at your lotus feet. Later on, Kashi Mishra came to meet Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said to him, I am leaving Jagannath Puri to reside in Alalanath. Kashi Mishra was very disturbed. Why? Why do you want to leave us all? Because I'm being too much disturbed here in Puri. 4 times these devotees came running to me, asking me to save Gopinath Patanayaka. The revenue of the king is more sacred than the wealth of a Brahmin. If he does not give the suitable money that is deserved to the king, he deserves to be punished. If he is engaged in the wrong activities, why should I help him? The devotees, they want me to go running to the king and begging? It's all right for a sannyasi to beg from a person like a king for a few paisa, but for 200,000 kahanas? The devotees are simply disturbing my minds with all these materialistic affairs. Gopinath Patanayaka, why is he doing this? Kashi Mishra explained, Gopinath Patanayaka, he never sent anyone to come to ask you to help. He was accepting everything completely as your mercy. He was silently chanting your holy names and completely fixing his mind at your lotus feet. He's a pure devotee. And what do you expect? The devotees are always wanting to protect other Vaishnavas. Please do not leave. I promise you no one will disturb your mind with any other materialistic subject matters. Lord Chaitanya said, I am a sannyasi. I should be hearing and chanting. I should be focusing my mind on my bhajan, not on all these materialistic problems. Kashi Mishra begged, please, please, my Lord, stay here. Then Kashi Mishra went home. Every day as a regulation, Gopinath, Maharaj Prataparudra would go to Kashi Mishra's house to massage his feet and legs. Kashi Mishra was a pujari, a servant of Lord Jagannath. And although the king was so great and powerful, worshipped by the whole kingdom, he accepted himself as the humble servant of Lord Jagannath. Therefore, every day, no matter what other responsibilities or commitments Maharaj Prataparudra had, his first priority was that he must go to massage Kashi Mishra's feet and legs and do this menial service each and every day. On this day, Kashi Mishra said to the king, I have very, very strange news. Lord Chaitanya is going to leave Puri to live in Alalanath. The king became very disturbed. Why? Why does he want to leave? Because of what happened to Gopinath Patanayaka. So many people disturbed him. The king said, I didn't even know about this. Please tell Lord Chaitanya that I absolve Gopinath Patanayaka of all of his debt. In fact, I would give up millions and millions and millions of Chintamani jewels just to have one moment of the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My whole kingdom, my family, my wealth, my life, my everything has no meaning if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not merciful to us. Kashi Mishra said, Lord Chaitanya will be very unhappy if you absolve Gopinath Patanayaka of the debts because of him. Well, tell the Lord that it had nothing to do with him. Because then he will think that he is like a beggar. Tell him that I love Bhavananda Rai and worship his lotus feet. And therefore all of his children are like my own family members. They are all such great Vaishnavas that when I heard about Gopinath Patanayaka being put upon the Changa, I immediately took him off due to love and family affection. Kashi Mishra went and told Lord Chaitanya this, and he was very happy that the king had so much love. Then Maharaj Prataparudra called for his eldest son, Purushottam Jana, and Gopinath Patanayaka. The king said that, just if you like, you just give me whatever you like. Give me the horses. Gradually you can pay it off. It is not a problem. But If you are taking the money of the king's treasury, if you need money that much, then today I declare I will double your salary. And I will also give you back your district to control, and I will honor you with this silk turban. And now I will absolve you from all of your debts. Absolve from all debts, doubled salary, official honor of the king with a reward. Gopi Patanayak, Gopinath Patanayak was very happy. Then Bhavananda Rai and the whole family of his five sons came to see Lord Chaitanya. Bhavananda Rai offered his obeisances to the Lord and prayed, "By your mercy you have saved your sons, your devotees, just as you saved the Pandavas through so many difficulties." Gopinath Patanayaka came before the Lord wearing his silk turban. He said, "Just see your mercy. Just because of your mercy, I was about to be killed on the Changa. My whole family was disgraced. I was being treated as the lowest condemned thief and criminal. And all my possessions were taken away from me. And now, double salary. I've been given a big job from the king. All my debts absolved, and the king honored me with the silk turban. But my lord, this is not the real mercy that you give. I am not concerned with these material benefits. My real desire is to serve you with love and devotion. Vadinath Patanayaka, my brother, he is in the renounced order of life. He has given up everything to serve you 24 hours a day. He has achieved the real opulence of your mercy. It is my goal to become like him." Material pleasures and material benefits should never be the object of our prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord, out of his causeless mercy, may give all these things, but the real treasure we should always be seeking is devotional service. Through this story, many wonderful lessons are being given. One is that when the Vaishnavas pray on our behalf, Krishna's mercy showers upon us. If we get the prayers of devotees, even in the greatest dangers of our life, we can be assured of the Lord's special mercy. Also, we should know that material opulence, although it was offered, everything was changed around because Gopinath Patanayaka took shelter of the Supreme Lord. From the most apparent terrible condition, Srila Prabhupada, on the Jaladuta, he was a penniless beggar about to die of a heart attack. Such a tribulation. And shortly after that, Krishna gave him an international society for Krishna consciousness. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay talking to some big businessmen. They were asked, Prabhupada knew how to attract different classes of people. He was saying, "I went to America with 40 rupees and I chanted Hare Krishna and served my Guru Maharaj, And now the society that I am overseeing is spending 40 lakhs of rupees a day. Something like that. Hare Krishna, these businessmen were, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. From a poor penniless beggar in the Bowery, he became the acharya of the world with all facilities, millions of books, hundreds of temples. So when the Lord tests his devotees by putting him in a difficult situation, if that devotee takes shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, Krishna is pleased. How Krishna can turn everything around and make that devotee glorified by all. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda Prabhu, do not come back to Jagannath Puri next year. You should stay in Bengal. If you are here in Puri enjoying with all the other devotees, who will deliver all the people of Bengal? I cannot go. I am depending on you to distribute Krishna Prema and Krishna Nam to everyone without discrimination, even the lowest, the most sinful. Give them all Krishna consciousness. Induce them all to taste the nectar of the chanting of the holy names. The next year, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Jagannath Puri. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that who can understand the inconceivable nature of Nityananda Prabhu's pure love. The nature of the highest levels of ecstatic love of God is sometimes you directly disobey the instruction just to give pleasure to your beloved. Srila Prabhupada explains, we cannot imitate Lord Nityananda. If we disobey, we displease. If you are on such a level where you know the heart of hearts of your master, then it is explained in the Shastra that if out of pure love you disobey the order,